what you want and dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And, by the way, some of the features on the website include actually allowing you to control the content of the site itself. So if you head on over to freetalklive.com, you'll see that there are different items all over the front page there. And the most votes an item gets, the more likely it is to make it to the top and the front of the website. And you get to submit items to the site as well. So maybe it's a YouTube video, maybe it's a news post or a blog or something like that. You submit it, other listeners vote, you get to vote on things as well, and the most voted don't make it to the front. So go and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. Now, we're going to jump right into your phone calls here, and then, Mark, you've got something that you're very proud of that you wanted to share with me, because I haven't heard this yet, and the rest of the audience. So, but first, we go to Nick in Illinois on the AMP lines. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi. Last night I called about the public nudity issue, but we didn't have time to get into it.
Okay.
The standard right now is that the burden is on the nude person to protect others from their nudity or sexual activity or whatever it is that is considered inappropriate. But I want to broaden that topic more generally to the homesteading principle, because I think that that is where the questioning inevitably leads. I'd say it comes down to a question of what kinds of things one considers to be homesteadable. Like, I personally would say that that quote-unquote decency rights are homesteadable the same way as rights for obnoxious noises and smells.
If you, for instance, set up as far as noises are concerned, if you set up a speedway and you're in the middle of nowhere and there's nobody around, then essentially somebody that builds a house across the street from the speedway can't complain about there being noise there because, well, they built a house across from the speedway, they'd homesteaded that area for noise.
Yeah, exactly. And in the case of public decency, I guess it would be like if a guy who likes to sit naked on his front lawn in the middle of a house nowhere in Montana has been doing that for ages before a suburb suddenly gets built around him, we would say that he homesteaded the right to sit naked on his front lawn, wouldn't we?
I would say that makes sense.
I tend to agree with you on this one, Nick. Yep. And I'm not exactly for folks wandering around naked, but if a guy goes out and every morning that his practice is on his front lawn, off of his deck to drink a cup of coffee while standing in the way God created him, then and people decide that they're going to build houses somewhere near that, I can see how it might come as a shock that first morning to them, but hey, Old Frank's been doing this for years.
Maybe you should have learned a little something about the area you were building in.
You can't know everything, but I don't think that it's incumbent upon this guy to change. I think that Nick has a very strong case for homesteading.
Mark, we all know you wouldn't complain if your next door neighbor was a young lady who went out to get her mail in the buff every single day.
And this is one of the things about nudity is the people that wish to get nude are rarely the ones that you wish to see nude.
That's an excellent point, Nick.
Yeah, and an excellent point, Mark, too.
Yeah, but let's make it a little bit murkier. What if the guy only started doing the naked on the front lawn thing after there were people around to see him?
Yeah, I think that's a tougher issue.
If he's not in a deed-restricted neighborhood, as far as I'm concerned, it's none of their damn business what he does on his front lawn.
I think that I think at that point, sort of civil society dictates that the homesteading, that the status quo goes to the wearing of clothing.
Time. No, it goes to private property and your ability to do what you please on your private property.
Yeah, but you
if
would
you are worried about this, get into a deed restricted neighborhood. Why are you trying to control everybody? You can go to an area.
That's
where
what deed restricted neighborhoods would be like.
That's you can go.
No one would want to live in the neighborhood you talk about, dude.
You might be surprised.
Nobody would want to live there.
Okay.
Nobody.
We'll
at the very
out.
Least, the deed restricted restriction would be you're not allowed to copulate on your front lawn. And throw your old couches away.
Well, I imagine whatever applies to public decency would also apply to things like noise rights. It's like, would it be different if the guy started built a factory in his backyard and made a lot of noise? instead of public nudity.
I would say that that'd be a huge issue. So if you've got a house and you've been living in a quiet little neighborhood, a guy moves in and decides to build a garbage processing plant that works at 300 decibels at the property line. Yeah, well, that's an infringement on my property.
At that point, then you are emitting sound waves onto another person's property.
That much is true, but everybody emits sound waves. My neighbors shoot guns. Should I be able to say anything to them?
Well, they've homesteaded that. See, you moved into an area where people were shooting guns already.
Stopped, and then they started again.
Well, whatever. But the point being that there's a clear difference between someone being naked in their front yard and somebody, doing clangety-clang things at all hours of the day and night.
Look, people that are naked are reflecting light rays into my eyes. I mean, people that are yelling sending sound waves into my ears. Mm-hmm. Either one's an assault on my senses, right?
No, it's not true. Then you would have to blame the sun, in that case, Mark, for the light waves reflecting as opposed to the person emitting the sound waves.
So you're saying if my neighbor sets up a magnifying glass that catches the sun and burns my house down, that he hasn't done anything wrong? It's the sun's fault?
No, because then he is
amplifying. You are an insane person.
Then he's amplifying.
He's only reflecting it.
With a magnifying glass? No, that would be amplifying it by pointing it all in the same same area.
Well, fine, he's reflecting it. It's still an action. Both of them are actions.
Nick, your thoughts?
I haven't even gone there, but am I speaking loud enough this time?
You sound fine to me. Go ahead.
Okay. No, because Mark coached me about this previously. The homesteading principle, the reason I bring this up is because I listened to Free Talk Live yesterday and my brother walked by and what was being talked about started a conversation about the homesteading principle. And my brother's not a libertarian or voluntarist or anything, so when I talk with him about these ideas, I wind up going over ground that I haven't thought of in a long time.
Mm.
And that's how we got to questions of is it possible for someone who's an early adopter of a new broadcast technology to build a huge broadcasting tower and forcibly homestead the entire spectrum of that technology over a huge land area? Classical questions like that, over how much labor it takes to mix with something to homestead it.
That sounds really expensive. Like, as far as just the power and the equipment necessary to homestead the entire broadcast spectrum.
Yeah, but hypothetically, really let's say it was actually kind of easy.
I'm sorry?
I mean, hypothetically, let's say it was actually really easy, and now all of a sudden this one person has homesteaded the entire spectrum of some imaginary new technology over an entire landmass. Is that legitimate, even though other people could make better use of that?
Well, you would have to, for one, I mean, we know that that's not true, because there are a lot of people that have already, you're starting from zero, and we're not starting from zero, we're starting from today, and so we already know that people have homesteaded.
Well, the theory would be you'd go somewhere where no one lives, and you'd set up this tower, and you'd homestead this area. That's the question, right? I mean, again, we're going to really ludicrous what-if scenarios, but what do you think, Nick? I mean, what is your answer there?
Well, I don't know. I don't know the answer, because it also goes into questions of land ownership. I've heard this talked about before, about you can't just go up on a mountaintop, look at everything you survey, and if nobody owns it, you can't just say I claim all this land for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But there is some reasonable point in there where the amount of labor you mix with the land makes it yours. And I've never had a very clear idea on what that point is.
Well, it's difficult to talk about homesteading of land these days, because there's really not much land that is unowned. I mean, you talk about government land, they're going to pretend like they own it if you try to homestead their land. But, the other land sort of deeded and owned. The moon is unhomesteaded.
Well, that's why
we
talking about
there.
Spectrum, which his question is about, the radio spectrum and homesteading that. And I would say that these are areas that are great questions. They're good things to think about. I don't think there are any real firm answers. And I think it'll be interesting to see how the market decides, if we ever do get to having a free market world, how the market decides to handle these conflicts. So, for instance, if you've got this guy who's homesteaded the spectrum, and I go and I set up a transmitter somewhere more toward the outside edge of his transmitter, and I start doing something there and essentially competing with it in that same range somehow, You know, how would the market arbitrators decide this? Would it be based on, were there any people in my area receiving his transmissions who were, you know, taking a service from him that were somehow interrupted by my service, etc.?
I think one of the problems with this kind of theoretical thing is it's difficult to come up with answers. And then sometimes people will say, well, I can't come up with an answer. Libertarianism must not work.
Now, see, the market figures all of these things out if we just let it try. Thanks for the call, Nick. Appreciate it. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning, and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up what you want. It's 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And the features include, by the way, the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com. We'll get you there. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
I listen to a lot of audio content, whether it's radio or podcasts, and I want to tell you about a podcast I think that you'll really enjoy, verbalsurgery.com. Tim Cummins, the guy who does this, he has a way of sort of getting into your head and making you feel good. I listen to this podcast because it makes me feel better. It is it has some kind of subliminal messages that make you feel good. And when you listen to it, I think you'll feel better. We love our listeners. Listen to this podcast, verbalsurgery.com. You'll be happy that you did. It's verbalsurgery.com.
All right. So once again, 800-259-9231. We continue with you and your thoughts. And we go to Diana, listening in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Diana. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I want to discuss police corruption in America.
Sure, there sure is a lot of that to talk about. Go ahead.
Yeah, there seems to be, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll start with, New Orleans, I believe. One of their own kind of turned them all in.
What was this now? I'm not familiar.
During Hurricane Katrina, a police officer stopped on a retarded man.
Oh, dear.
And they beat up a bunch of, people that were just trying to get out of the city. And, it went to court. But, of course, the officers were like, we didn't do anything wrong. But then one of their own... basically came forward and told the truth.
Hmm. Wow, that's unusual. And what did he say? He said, yeah, this guy beat up these people, or these folks hurt innocent people?
Yeah, he said, yes, the police officer that I worked with, because he was a police officer, too. Mm-hmm. So.
Well,
that's not what you're talking about.
But did you feel like that was because he was being charged with something, and so he was trying to lessen the amount of penalty that he was facing, or did he just do this on his own because he saw the light and did the right thing?
He did the right thing and saw the light.
Wow, that's outstanding. I'm glad to hear about that. So you said that wasn't what you wanted to talk about?
No, what I want to talk about is my rights have been violated by the police.
All right. In what way?
They came to my house and did an illegal seizure. I was held against my will. I was unlawfully detained. I was, questioned. I was held in a little room for hours.
And what was their claim as to why they came to your home?
Their claim was that 5 to 10 pounds of marijuana was here, and that's not true. Because videotape does lie. You know how that goes.
So what did they find when they came there? Did they find anything at all?
They found, I believe, 5 ounces of weed.
Okay.
And that was their reason for taking my boyfriend's property and my property.
It's horrible. And there's no shortage to stories like this where people who have not harmed anyone else are being harassed and having their lives torn apart. Do you have kids?
I never had kids, and I've never been married, but the sad part about it is 2.5 years later, I'm still being harassed by the police.
Mm-hmm. Did you go to court
and
on the 5 ounces?
And I didn't do anything wrong. Pardon me?
Did you go to court on the 5 ounces?
You don't get it. They lied about what was here. They're not going to go to court and say I had 5 ounces, then they admit to lying, right? Right.
To lying about what? Whether they had 5 pounds.
About the evidence.
So they're claiming that they found five to ten pounds and only found 5 ounces. Or are you saying that they just took the 5 ounces? I'm a little.
They found 5 ounces. I told you.
Yeah. Right.
You asked me what they really found, and I told you the truth.
Right.
Now the truth is, they were so busy robbing my boyfriend and me, they didn't realize we had video surveillance. Oops.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Huh?
I see.
Right. I'm just trying to follow all this. So they took your 5 ounces of weed and they didn't charge you with anything?
I was charged they didn't tell me what I was charged with. I got arrested, but just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're charged.
It's unusual that that happens, but yeah, okay, I see where you're coming from. Certainly they have dropped charges after an arrest or decided to not process or whatever and just release somebody. So you never had to go to court for this police raid?
No, and also things are going to go to court, except I'm going to take it to court. I'm going to take it to federal court because they violated my boyfriend's rights. They violated my...
Can't say that word on the radio, but I appreciate hearing from you. And I do understand the frustration with the police. Frequently, they do, tell you things that are BS. They do lie, and they are, in many ways, very dishonest. They can be dishonest. And
they're allowed to be dishonest. They're trained to be dishonest. You know, tell lies to get the person to admit to what they've done or something like that, which, it seems to me like the fruit of the poison tree. It seems to me that our public servants shouldn't be able to tell lies.
So, I wish her the best of luck with her case. If she was never brought up on charges and the cops took 5 ounces of pot out of her home because she had video cameras and it caught them doing something naughty, then it could have been a lot worse, I suppose.
Yeah.
Always good to have video on the premises, whether it's some sort of a surveillance system or even just a camera in your hands, because it makes a difference. And, it's also nice to have neighbors who love the ideas of liberty as well. And, we're not quite to that point here in New Hampshire, but boy, wouldn't it be cool, Mark, to someday have like a neighborhood with a bunch of liberty lovers in it, where if somebody's being harassed, somebody just has to leave their house and go a couple houses down to get to that to the destination of wherever the harassment is going on. Sure, would be convenient.
Well, it'd be also convenient that the idea of having cameras is huge. If you can prove what you say, then you're a heck of a lot farther along than most folks.
Well, that's the reason why if you went to for instance, the video footage, I don't know if we've announced this yet, the video footage from Pete Nedamo's trial where they were found not guilty for wiretapping for when they were recording the police down in Greenfield, New Hampshire, and recording jail guards, Greenfield, Massachusetts. Anyway, the footage is up over at freekeen.com. Just scroll down a little bit, and you'll find two different videos. It's not the full length trial. It's been kind of an edited version down to about 25 minutes or so. There is going to be the full length one that will be posted at some point. It takes longer to kind of upload that and process through it. But that the shorter version is there, and you can watch them successfully defend themselves against this wiretapping charge because the video existed. Had it just been their word against the police, they would have gone down. They would have gone to jail.
Yeah.
And it's because there was video, and in their case, two videos. There were actually video from both cameras in that particular case, but I think they only used one video in court. But either way, the more video you can have, the better off you are, especially having more than one camera makes sense, because then if one of them malfunctions or the cops break it or something happens to it, having a backup or even a backup audio recording could be literally a lifesaver. Meaning you'll save some of your life being inside a cage. 800-259-9231. You can take control. 1-800-259-9231. And you never know, a camera might actually stop a cop from getting violent. There is that possibility as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here. Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit SafetyNetSavings.com. That's SafetyNetSavings.com. Visit SafetyNetSavings.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there free, so enjoy those. And news updates are included, so if you would like to be kept in the loop regarding Free Talk Live, just go to news.freetalklive.com, and you can get signed up there for free. Follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whatever works best for you. That's news.freetalklive.com.
Ruger has some exciting new offerings for this model year. The LC9 is a slightly larger cousin to the very popular LCP. It's compact, it has numerous safety features, a three-dot sight system. Ruger always has and always will mean rugged. The Ruger LC9, the next handgun you must own. It's made in America and made for you. You can go see it at Ruger.com. Pick it up at your local gun dealer, Ruger.com.
So, coming up, we're going to clue you in about National Service. Yes, it's back in the news. And we'll tell you in what way here in a little bit. But first, Mark, you wanted to share something that apparently you came up with recently on your Facebook profile.
Yeah, well, I wrote a little article, and I did put it up on Facebook as and a couple of other places. And I wanted to sort of share it with people. This is something that it took me a long time to kind of come to grips with. What we talk about on Free Talk Live is a future theoretical society where there is, you know, a great deal more freedom, or perhaps there is no sort of monopolistic government that controls basically every aspect of your life. But people often get hung up on a few different areas. Well, the government, we have to have the government to run this. Some of those areas are often cops, courts, roads, and the military.
Sure, I think a lot of people are in that place.
Yeah.
They can see where government can be reduced in many ways, but there are some things that are just...
got to have it for...
they're holy. They're untouchable.
Right. And one of the ones that I had the hardest time dealing with is the military. Cops are a relatively new phenomenon, frankly, in the world scene. And, you know, you can get your own protection services in the past, and, you know, people can see how that might work. Roads. There are lots of private roads in the United States that you can point to that say, hey, this works. Justice, I'd say, is a murky one, but people understand that justice is really broken in the United States when your chances of being found not guilty when you are charged with a crime are 0.1%. It's incredible.
Well, anybody that's ever dealt with the justice system knows what it's all really about.
Right. So, I mean, you know, it's all about extracting money from you, and that's what it's about. But military, lots of people, tried and true military, you know, folks out there, and I mean, I absolutely have felt this way in the past, but I do think that it's possible that the, you know, this world that we're talking about, this kind of fantastic future, I don't know if it's fantastic, but this future of sort of polycentric governments and the landmass formerly known as the United States, having protection services and providing them. And I wrote an article to, honestly, in response to what somebody said, so you might get a feel for that in here, but I just want to make it clear that this is a kind of a theoretical future that we're talking about.
Is this something you wrote in response to one of those Republican lists that you're on?
Yes, I love those things. So I think we can all agree that the world is moving towards more personal liberty, and that that's preferable. And that freedom is better than coercion. Usually you can get people in on this this ground floor of this idea. So let's talk about liberty and protection. I'm sure you remember the old Franklin quote that those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. Folks have kind of changed over the years and said, and we'll get neither, but the actual quote is that.
And it actually is a Franklin quote, because I've heard it attributed to Jefferson or Washington.
I've heard it attributed to other places, too. I ran it down, and Franklin wrote it. He wrote it in quotation marks, and so one could say that he's quoting someone else.
But he didn't
but
cite.
It wasn't anywhere else. So that's kind of, you know, when you're doing historical quoting, you know, you kind of figure out where was it first seen. Mm-hmm. Franklin is the answer. So one of the several scenarios that really confront those that advocate for complete liberty is, how do we protect ourselves from a foreign invader question? There are several important points to be made here. And generally, there are two types of wars. There's a war of conquest and a war of retaliation. Wars of retaliation would mostly be eliminated by not giving the other side something to retaliate against, i.e. 9/11 occurred, according to the terrorists, because of the U.S.'s financial support of Israel and the U.S.'s troops supporting dictators in the Middle East.
Hold on now. Wouldn't there also be a defensive war? I mean, you said...
Is that a war? I mean,
if you're defending your country, they might be calling it a war at that point.
It's a war in Iraq. Okay, I said it was a war of conquest and a war of retaliation. What would if somebody was you know, having a war of conquest? What would the other person be doing?
They would be defending.
Okay, fine.
Right.
So let's not muddy the water. You're looking
at it from the aggressor's perspective.
I'm looking at it the point of view of people that study wars and what they call them. These are the two types.
I don't know what they call them. I don't study
the
wars.
The war of aggression and the war of conquest.
Got it.
Okay. There are two very notable instances of private funding for conflicts in U.S. history. People are amazed that this could happen. Really? You can fight a war without the government intervention? The IRA and the the Armenian-Turkish conflict. Both of these, they did fundraising here in the United States, mostly among Irish and Armenians that are in the United States, for their particular side over in Ireland and Armenia, and you know, it was shown that this could work. Both of these showed that people could that believe strongly enough in a struggle would be willing to fund that struggle. But it presents a problem of trying to retaliate effectively against the people of Armenian descent in a geographic landmass formerly known as the United States of America without bringing down the ire of a bunch of other groups upon itself. Like Turkey can't attack the United States because some Armenians in the United States supported the Armenians over there. They might try to talk to their politicians or something, but what can they possibly do about it? There's really nothing that can be done.
Yeah, the only thing that could really, it would be really difficult for them to attack the entire landmass, because then the whole area will be against them,
right.
Versus the only way they could really do that would be to target the people they considered leaders and take them out.
They could send in, assassins.
Yeah,
it's certainly possible. And an assassin, but one thing that I wouldn't have to worry about if I wasn't funding a conflict over the seas,
you wouldn't have to worry
likely
about being
is an assassin.
Unless you're being mistaken for the target.
It could happen.
Very seems unlikely.
But, you know, at this point, when you're talking about the amount of troops and the amount of people that died in 9/11, you're talking about a much smaller number of people that might be, caught in the between assassin's bullet and a person who's funding terrorism abroad or something like that. So, The War of Conquest is a bigger problem. America is truly blessed by wonderful geography, and this is important for people to understand. Canada, probably not going to attack. Mexico, probably not going to attack. I mean,
of course not. We're great customers.
Right. The way that we're situated, it makes it unlikely that we're going to be attacked by the giant red horde moving across the 49th parallel or whatever it is there up between the United States and Canada. And another interesting side note here is Turkey recently started it's called the Zero Problems with Our Neighbor policy or something like this. And the idea is that they're not going to get involved with conflicts. They're not going to take sides, and they're going to promote trade with their neighbors.
And who is this?
Turkey.
Turkey.
And their political capital in the Middle East has skyrocketed. The United States has dropped.
So is that kind of like a Switzerland?
Pretty close.
Switzerland?
Pretty close.
Interesting.
So Turkey has seen increased revenues from taxes, increased benefits to its businesses.
And when did they make this decision? I'm sorry if you mentioned that already.
I think it's been a couple of years. I couldn't
just
say precisely.
Just a couple then. So relatively recent.
Yep. The United States' popularity has dropped from 30% to 5% in Egypt since Barack Obama came into office. People had a lot of hope for him. Turns out, oh my goodness, it's Bush the Third. And,
right.
as we predicted all along, hail to the new chief, same as the old chief. But Turkey has seen a huge increase in its sort of political capital. So
let me run down their what they're doing again. They're not taking sides. They're opening trade routes with both sides. What was it again? Just run down.
Basically, Turkey's, it's the zero problems with our neighbors policy or something like this. You can look it up. I heard it on NPR, so I don't have any verbiage in front of me. But they're just opening up trade and not getting involved, not taking sides in conflicts. They're just saying,
I think that's excellent. I mean, that's all you can ask for if you're going to have a federal government of some sort, is for them to butt out when it comes to other people's business around the world and individuals' business in trading with other people around the world.
I want to tell you some more reasons why the United States is very unlikely to have a land war.
We'll come back with that here in a moment. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, the place to go. We give you the features free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. Head on over to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to Amazon there. You click into the appropriate Amazon for your country, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your sale. It's that simple. It's the same great Amazon with huge selection, great prices, free super saver shipping on a lot of their brand new items. It's just that you're entering through our portal, and so they cut us a portion of the profits for sending them the business. So get your shopping started over at shop.freetalklive.com.
But if you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, manventureoutpost.com is the place to go. They've got name brands on knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, all the major brands. ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and that's so important when you're shopping online. Some prices are so low that the manufacturers won't even let them be mentioned on the air. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. That's FTL is in Free Talk Live. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. That 5% off should take care of shipping. It's ManVentureOutpost.com.
So, Mark, you're addressing what you described earlier as one of the toughest issues for you to really come to grips with when it comes to the idea of having the marketplace take over whatever it is, whatever product or service that the government might happen to be offering today. And one of the most kind of difficult issues, in many cases some people might consider it untouchable almost because of its difficulty or its seeming difficulty, is the issue of the military. This idea that people have that, well, you can have the government take over this and that, or you can have the market take over this and that, that's fine, but We can't let go of the military. I mean, who would keep us safe? There's a lot of fear surrounding that particular one, and whenever fear is being used, people are pretty easily controlled. So help us wipe that away, Mark. You're sharing something that I've never heard before. You wrote this, apparently.
Yeah. So there are more guns in the United States than there are people. And this is important to note. I mean, really, there are more guns in the United States than there are people. It's going to be incredibly difficult to subjugate a land where, everybody is armed. You can't
really
put... Which
is why Hitler didn't invade Switzerland.
Yeah, you can't really put troops on the ground in that circumstance. You can certainly use tanks, but one must understand that the reason that Americans can't fight off tanks is because the United States government has said that Americans can't possess weapons that might be able to fight off tanks. This is what the government does. It breaks your legs and then hands you a crutch. And that's what it's done. It's broken your legs and said that you can't possess weapons that would handle a tank. And then it says, okay, we've got the weapons to handle the tank and we'll protect you.
Well, that's what they say, but will they?
Well, what they're going to do is they're going to strategically protect their assets.
Correct.
If your assets are nearer their assets, it may get blown up, it may not, it may be protected. Your assets are something expendable between the enemy and their assets.
So if you get blown up in the process, or your house gets blown, let's say you're lucky enough to be at work and your kids are at school. If your house gets blown up in the process of some sort of a fight, but of course
the government isn't going to pay for it.
You're probably not going to be at school. But either way, if you live through this situation, you will not be able to hold them liable for the destruction that they've done.
You better hope you have insurance. You better hope that insurance company is still around.
Mm-hmm.
That's really all it comes down to. And that's what war is all about. So fighting a land war in America is a quagmire from which a foreign oppressor could only hope to limp home from. Now, I'm talking about a point in the future, and in the narrative of violence, the sword and the shield will continue their little game of leapfrog into the future. But obviously, we have to work with ideas that I understand, that we understand today, so that I would say that we need something to handle, say, ICBMs, tanks, air power. And I'm not a military expert, but I'd say that the marketplace can probably come up with something that's far more efficient and far cheaper.
Well, duh.
Than the means to defend against these things.
Of course. I mean, God, I wish I could remember what the name of the movie was, but I saw this movie with Kelsey Grammer in it a long time ago, and I'm sure if I pull up the Internet Movie Database, I'll be able to find out what it is. But it was about them making this military panel of experts or whatever, making this vehicle that, and I wish, I'm such a non-military person, I don't remember what it was called, but it was just like this ludicrous process of bureaucrats deciding what to
do. Right, it was the Bradley fighting vehicle.
That was what it was, yeah. And so, like, they wanted it to be so built up and armored, but then it couldn't go anywhere. And, like, there was all these requirements, and it was just this one-size-fits-all decision-making process where some board of bureaucrats makes decisions, and then Boeing or whoever tries to put it together for them, rather than...
The crocoduck.
Rather than if you actually had a competitive situation in defense, then you would have different companies racing to make sure they could keep their customers the safest. I mean, that would result in so much more innovation. It would result in prices dropping. We know what competition does. It works in those industries just like it does anywhere else.
I heard an idea posited, and this makes perfectly good sense to me, that near the end of World War II, they had a... and I don't know anything about this. This is only what I've read and understand. Please don't quote me on this. I don't know military technology. But they had a cannon that could shoot 500 miles. And, I mean, it's an incredible distance, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that, it's very difficult to hone in exactly where a shell lands at that point. But that doesn't really matter for my statement. I don't think you could get... If you turn that cannon into a shotgun, you put like a grape shot up into that, I don't think you could get an ICBM past that. Because it's all you'd have to, you track it on the radar, you shoot it with this cannon, you throw a bunch of grape shot up there, one pellet on an ICBM, that's going to be it. I mean, it's going to tear this thing apart. And there's no reason why this thing couldn't rapid shoot. This was technology they had at the end of World War II. We're talking 70 years later. So obviously they can come up with something that's relatively cheap to handle these issues.
The Pentagon Wars, that's the name of the movie, by the way.
Yep.
Pretty funny stuff. You should go check it out.
So I think the marketplace can come up with far more efficient and cheaper means to protect us than the government can. Also, if there's no seat of power, this is important. If there's no seat of power, there's no place for the enemy to go and conquer. I mean, if you don't have a capital to conquer, then how do you conquer a nation?
And what will they take over? It's impossible.
It makes it very difficult. I mean, this is the question that a foreign aggressor needs to ask themselves is, how will we conquer a land of armed kings?
Yeah, and how many troops will it cost you, even to just take one area? If they did decide that they wanted to take, say, Baltimore or some sort of urban zone, how many troops? Well, of course, if it took an unarmed place like New York City or Baltimore, I don't know what Baltimore's gun control laws are like, but if they took an unarmed area in America,
if they took Baltimore, they'd give it back.
Anyway, you see where I'm coming from, though, right? Like, if they actually went into an area where people had arms, they would lose significant amounts of their troops. I mean, what's it worth to them? And then they have to occupy?
Right. Well, which, really, the countryside is probably where it's worse. I mean, those are where the guns are concentrated. Is, you know, in the unconcentrated area, that's where the guns are. So, you know, you might be able to take some metro areas, but you'd have a heck of a time actually taking the countryside. I mean, this would be quagmire. That's the only word you can come up with.
I mean, think about it. If you take a metro area, right, all of a sudden the people in that metro are going to start wanting guns. Even if they didn't have very many guns before, and then you've got the guns coming in from the outside, they're going to come in.
They'll be there, and how do you keep them out?
And then at that point, you've got an urban warfare situation on your hands, and that's a very difficult, as the aggressor, it's a very difficult situation to be in.
And then you ask yourself, well, how do I, as the foreign aggressor, since the government isn't there to take things away already, there's no pipeline for getting valuables from the citizenry, how do you set this up? You have to set up the infrastructure from which to siphon off the valuables from the citizenry. It can be difficult.
Well, citizenry is a wrong term to use. It suggests there would be citizens.
People, I guess.
The individuals.
Populous.
Right, in that area. If you've got a group of people that is acclimated. Now, it's not like this today. We're talking about this fantasy land, right, where the marketplace has taken over the violent monopoly.
A future where we have polycentric governments.
Right, where we can have competition in these various different areas. If you've got a situation like that, then you've got people who aren't as docile and obedient.
Right, they've been free their whole lives.
Right, they're not used to being told what to do. They're not used to looking to the authorities for instructions. And so you come into that area and say, all right, we're in charge now. Turn in your guns. Many of them are going to listen.
Doesn't seem very likely to me.
Yeah.
So, to set up the scenario, we have to establish some things that we can all sort of agree on here. And, I've got a list of things that I want to make sure that everybody kind of gets and understands and agrees upon. And one is, if everyone that benefits from a service doesn't pay for that service, then that's not fair, right? Like, so if there's protection from the lowest, protection services that protect the lowest to the highest, and those people, all of in between, don't pay for that service, it's not fair. But I want to,
life's not fair.
I'll confront it in a second. People are going to want protection from foreign invaders enough to pay for it, even if others don't, especially the rich and the business owners, because they have more to protect.
Get more invested, sure. We'll come back with this here in a moment. Mark, maybe you should consider doing more than just posting this on your Facebook profile.
I'd have to clean it up
for LouRockwell.com, for instance.
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't even know how to do that.
Send it to Lou. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control. You can bring up anything. Hour 2's next.
Amdro Kills Ants presents The Household Ant Requiem. If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Lowe's near you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.